didn't really believe his old man. He said, I can't wait for you to die. I want my inheritance now. And he left, and he thought somehow it would make life what he wanted it to be, only to find out that he didn't have the jihad to know how to handle that kind of responsibility. And he blew it all and came back home a broken young man to a father who loved him very much. He's restored as a son, but he had nothing else, and yet that was enough for him. There's the Apostle Paul. He knew what people were saying about Jesus. Problem was, he didn't believe it. He said what he did in ignorance and unbelief. And Jonah, he knew what God's will was. He may not have understood what would happen if he didn't do what God wanted him to do, and that God is big enough and loving enough to send storms and large fish to turn us around, to get us going in the right direction. And everybody who's experienced that say, thank you, Jesus. The adversities that have come, that have blown contrary to our will and have turned us around in the right direction. So I say it's not a matter of, I wish I knew then what I know now. It's a matter of, I wish I had believed what they told me then, and I might not have been where I am now. And then again, some of you are where you are because you believed. You believed, and it has made all the difference in your life. I just want to say to you this morning, we are very proud of our graduates. But I realize that there are some of us here who are way, and I could go on with that, way past graduation. How many of you say, I vaguely remember something like that? Let me say to you this morning that if you have never come to faith in Christ, don't wait until you face eternity to say, I wish I had believed then what I believe right now. Because when you close your eyes in death, and I hate to say this way, but it's very possible that there are those in our midst that will not be here at the end of the year, and it's not about age. Very possible that there are those sitting in this room this morning who won't be here at the end of the year. And I want to tell you something. The best decision and the biggest decision you will ever make is saying yes to the call of God upon your life. Not to be a missionary or minister, but to be one of his children, to be in relationship with him. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That Jesus did what none of us could do in and of ourselves. He paid the price that enables us to have a relationship with God, and that's the gospel. He loves you. He loves me. He loves Evan. He loves destiny. He loves our children. He loves the grandmas and the grandpas, the grandparents if you're from South Louisiana. And the best thing that you could do is not just say, well, I know, and then just set it aside to some later time, but to say, I believe, and I'm going to act on what I know to be true. Don't wait until you're facing eternity, because then it won't make a difference. Matter of fact, it may even cause you more grief and more pain. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and he saw Lazarus a great way off in the bosom of Abraham. And he asked that someone be sent to tell his brothers. And God says, they have the prophets and they have a witness. It's a matter of believing what we're hearing. And so my encouragement to you today is, because most Americans have heard it again and again and again. As a boy sitting in a ballroom as a young man in the Marine Corps, I had heard it again and again. There came a point where it came rushing in, and I was overtaken by my dad's prayers. And I saw it, and I believed. I'm praying this morning that Jesus will help you see that what he did for you. And if you're here today and you're not a graduate, or if you are a graduate, if you're maybe here today and you're in that, what they call the golden years, that's a lie. I don't believe that, Evan. They're not golden. The only thing gold about them is what it will cost to keep you alive and feeling halfway decent. Make that decision in the days of your youth. And everybody who's got gray hair to that last statement said, amen. I heard a man say one time in a barbershop, that's an old term, in a barbershop, he said, I don't know why God wastes youthfulness on young people. I just don't know why. Your youth won't last forever. Invest it. Don't spend it. Invest it in serving Jesus, and you'll get the best return you've ever gotten, more than $1.6 million. You get eternity with Jesus, and you get peace and joy in the moment. Well, that's my name is Louis Bartet, and I approve that statement. If you're not right with God today, I'm not going to pin a big ribbon on you. I'm not going to make you walk up here and stand in front of everybody. But right where you sit this morning, if you would just simply say yes. Yes to His call. Yes to His offer. No, you don't have to join the church. You don't have to shake my hand. But you do need to turn from your sin and turn toward Him in faith believing. And I can't think of why you wouldn't. Because what He offers is so much better than anything I could have afforded for myself, even if I had invested in Microsoft stock. Would you turn and look at somebody in the eyes that's sitting next to you and say, I want to see you in eternity. I want to see you in the presence of Jesus after this life. There's an old song, and some of you will be brand new. You've never heard it. It's old style music. It says, the Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer, my friend? And I got that in a crack, so you can put it where it's supposed to be. But that's a good question. The Savior has waited so many times before. We'll do it together. You ready? How many of you know that old song? Wow. How many of you know that old song? I remember as a boy sitting in church in Bayou Country, and they would sing that old invitational hymn, Just As I Am. And sometimes I was the first one in the altar, just a little guy. I don't think I had to get saved over and over again, but there was something about the drawing of the Holy Spirit in those moments. And I'd be down there crying over the altar, Jesus, I was a rank sinner of five. You don't have to do terrible things. You didn't have to kill anybody. You didn't have to run around on your wife or your husband. Every one of us need Jesus. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. And the call this morning is, the Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to Him? Time after time He's waited before. Now He's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. What is your answer to Him? If you take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you find His arms open wide. Believe Him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart He resides. Time after time He's waited before. And once more He's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. What is your answer to Him? Time after time. Time after time. In services just like this in other places, somebody sat in a Billy Graham meeting and you You almost went forward. You saw a preacher on TV. You almost responded. He's waiting. And I'm not going to make you come to the front, but right where you are, would you say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. If you know the chorus, sing it with me. Time after time. Time after time he has waited before. Now he is waiting. He's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. What is your answer to him? I heard somebody say yes. You don't have to be 17 to know you need Jesus. You don't have to be 80. All of us need him. And there's no better life than living for him. Would you take hands with the person sitting next to you? We're going to close. Thank you so much for being here today. I trust that before you end the day today, your response to him will be an eternal yes. Yes, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. I want to live my life for you. Father, thank you for each one who was here today. Special moment, graduating. What an accomplishment, 12 years. For some of us, it was 14 or 15. These guys have made it in 12. Thank you for intelligent young people who know a good deal when they see it. And I just pray that they'll never have that moment in life where they look back and go, I wish I had known then what I know now, or I wish I had believed then what I believe now. That we're not going to wait until we're 65 to say yes to you, Jesus. We're not going to wait until our Social Security checks start showing up, if they do. We're going to say it right now, right here in this moment. Yes, 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 an eternal yes to you, Jesus. I just pray this morning that if there's anyone here who is doing that they will allow us to have the privilege of knowing that they made that decision, and that we can pray with them and pray for them and join them in this journey called life. We give you praise and honor, and everyone said, one more time, would you say, congratulations, Destiny in Heaven. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you a chance to do that. Destiny in Heaven, would you come and stand up here, please? There's some folks here with $100 bills. Want to put them in your hands. We used to call that a Pentecostal handshake. And Baptist handshakes are a whole lot more, so. Amen. Amen. Somebody said Presbyterians or Methodists whose investments went well. Stand there and face these guys. Give you a chance to come and hug their neck, shake their hand. And if you'd like to give them a gift, or because some of you did, I know you brought something for them. Look at this guy. Isn't he something? And look how beautiful this young lady is. I got her autograph. And I pray, Lord, today for the parents. Another change in life, as you said. I just pray that you continue to give them the wisdom they need to guide and direct. Thank you for giving them the wisdom to know that they still need what these guys know. I pray it in Jesus' name. Would you stand with us? As we just continue to sing worship, would you just come? And this is our dismissal. This is our benediction. Just come and hug their neck. Let them know. Yes. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. To see if you're willing to open the door. Why won't you let him come in? 'Cause time after time he's waited before. Now he is waiting again. Oh, to see if you're willing to open the door. Why won't you let him come in? Time after time he's waited before. What is your answer to him?